Good morning, friends. This is Tobin Slavin with the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. And you're going to hear a rant coming. This one has just been building up in me the last couple of days. Now, if you've been following the podcast lately, you may know that I have a five-part series going. So we've done the first three parts, part four, part five, they're coming up, but I'm kind of breaking into the middle of the series with this rant because I can't help myself. Part four, just so you know, you can keep an eye out for it. So part four of the series, I'm actually going to talk about what my business is, what the done for you service is. So the paid part of what makes up the core of my business. Part five is actually going to be how you and I can work together for free. So those parts are coming. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. So my question for you is, and you may have seen this in the title, are you a builder or are you a taker? Are you playing the short game with the people that you are connecting with, your family, your friends, your business associates, your customers, your clients? Are you taking that short-term approach or are you building for the future? Are you building relationships? Every moment, every interaction is that opportunity to build or take. And I see this in the transactional economy, particularly in business, where people are just out, they want to sell something, and then they disappear on folks. I've heard that story several times this week, and people got really hurt by it. Are you a giver or a taker? What are you in it for? Are you building those lifelong relationships, or are you just trying to get yours? You know, the way I see it, you have this choice. Like if you're selling, if you're a bean seller, you've only got so many beans, right? So you sell some, that means you don't have them anymore. Somebody else does, maybe you got paid for it. There's an exchange, that's the transactional economy. But if you can give something that's unlimited to people, like for example, if you teach someone how to ride a bike, now they know how to ride the bike and you know how to ride the bike. Nothing was lost in that exchange. Everyone gained. Now, I hear you for folks out there who, you know, you may have your own business or a sales job or whatever, and you're saying, well, wait a minute. I've got bills to pay. I've got a family to support. Well, I'm not saying you can't sell the bikes. Sell the bikes, you know, that could be your core business or widgets or, you know, call it whatever you want. You can still sell things. But do you see on the front end, by teaching someone how to ride, it hasn't taken a thing away from you, except it's won you a lifelong friend because they'll remember that for the rest of their life. How can that be injected into your life? Because it's win-win then, right? No one has lost anything. There's no fewer beans that are being exchanged. You're only benefiting each other. So stop marketing now. That's the problem with marketing for most folks, is that their marketing is that transactional exchange. That's all, you know, how do I get mine with my marketing? How do I push my sales, push my advertising? So what do you do instead? Start a conversation. That's what I call conversational list building, because you're building those relationships. You're building the lifelong friends. And the goal of this, when you do it right, is that instead of trying to outspend the competition, you can outfriend them instead. You can build those lifelong relationships, the deep, meaningful relationships where people are going to keep coming back to the table. They're going to support you. You're going to support them. There's give and take in the relationship. That's why we call it conversational, because there's always a back and forth. It's not a one-way broadcast. And as my very intelligent wife reminded me this morning, it's like the difference between going to a networking event or a cocktail party. I don't think many people look forward to the networking events, right? You go there, you're there for business, you want to get business, everyone's in it to get what they can out of the event. But you go to a social event, there's music, there's drinks, you can have fun, you're going to talk with people, you're going to laugh. That is the building experience that we're after. So stop your marketing now, do this instead, start a conversation and be a builder. And if that doesn't sit right with you, which is my experience, is there's a lot of people out there that are, they're on the taking side of the fence. That's okay. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to these. In fact, you're probably already gone, and I'm okay with that, because people can do business their way, but I'm in it for the long game. and I hope you are too. I'll see you guys with part four coming up in our next series.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.